is that the house is referring to the outside shell, which is brick, mortar, and the home is referred to as the individuals that reside within this house that make it a home. And these individuals should be bonded with love, peace, and understanding. The word for house in Arabic is called maskan. And maskan is derived from the root word sukun, which means peace and tranquility. So a house ought to become a home wherein there is peace and tranquility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made your houses a place of comfort for you. Sakana, peace, tranquility and comfort. Now let us ask ourselves, each one of us in our individual capacities, is that how many of us, when we enter our homes, do we wish that we want to get out? How many of us go into our homes and are happy to be at home? How many of us can say that when I enter my home, there is this aura, this environment of peace, there's this environment of love and understanding? And how many of us, unfortunately, when we get into our home, we are waiting for the opportunity to get out? We need time out, we need to get out. How many a home is engulfed in darkness, in quarreling, in fighting? And unfortunately, this phenomenon is on the rise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect our lives and that and our families. But we are mu'mineen, and we have full yaqeen and full iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as mu'mins don't give up. We never ever give up. We always try and better our situation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the recipe for success in every facet of our lives. So if we are answering to the question of how is my home, if we are answering it in the negative, that it's a place of darkness and unhappiness, then me and you need to build our dream home. And this dream home is not going to cost a lot. Small change. Small change, not change in the monetary meaning of the word change, but change from within. How me and you can inculcate the orders of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us to be happy. And we'll try and go through some pointers and tips of how we can make our house a home. How we can refer to it as home sweet home, inshallah. In no way I'm an expert in this field. Just last night I told my wife I feel guilty of talking of something that I'm falling short in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and you to listen with an open heart and an open mind, to learn, inculcate and practice and take home so our houses can become homes, inshallah. So the first thing is that when a person enters his home, when he enters his house, the first thing is that a person needs to be cheerful. He needs to be happy. No matter how difficult a day you had at work, no matter how difficult a day you had with your boss or with your clients, you need to leave the baggage outside. What happened outside, leave it outside, bury it outside before you enter the home. And enter the home with a smile and cheerfulness. Because it is unfair on the family, the wife and children who are yearning for your entry into the home, that you come there with your mood from outside and you bring it and force it upon them. May Allah protect us. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conduct at home, she said he was always happy and cheerful. كان أليّن الناس وأكرم الناس. He was the most lenient and most honorable of men. Yet he was a man like all of you men. But كَانَ ضَحَاكًا بَسَّامًا. But he was the one who used to smile a lot and be very cheerful at home. That was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, if we do not enter the home with a smile and cheerfulness every day, then our wives and children are going to, Allah forbid, wish that we never came home. So on a lighter note, there is one incident that is recorded that a person fell into a coma and people thought he had passed away. They made his ghusl kafan, and as the body was leaving the home, they were carrying the bier, and the bier hit a tree, and because of the jolt, the man woke up from his coma, and people realized that he was in a coma and he carried on living. And after some time, he passed away for real. And they made his ghusl, his kafan, and as the bier was leaving the home, the mother screamed out, the wife screamed out from outside to her eldest son and said, "This time, take daddy carefully and don't hit the tree." May Allah save us. When we enter our homes, say Bismillah. Say Bismillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith a famous dua when we enter our home. And that dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-mawlaji wa khayra al-makhraj. I owe Allah, in your name do I enter, in your name do I leave. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. And in you do we place our trust, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a person takes the name of Allah when he enters his home, then shaitan is going to tell his cronies that La mabita lakum wa la asha. There is no place for you to stay here tonight and no food tonight. But if a person does not say Bismillah, take the name of Allah when he enters the home, then shaitan is going to say Adrakta al mabita wa la asha, that you have got a place to stay, bed and breakfast is provided tonight. So if we say Bismillah before we enter the home, we will be protected from the most evil person that we need protection from, and that is shaitan. Shaitan, every night he has a meeting with all his smaller shaitans, and he asks them what you did. The one will say, I made someone drink, or I made someone steal, or I made someone do this. And he say, okay, carry on, okay, this is normal things. Until one person or one shaitan will say, I made a husband and wife quarrel. And he say, oh, very good, shabash, come sit here next to me. And he praises him, because this is the most difficult thing. This is the most important facet of our life, to have a happy home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us. The next is that when you enter your home, make salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an injunction from the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. That when you enter your homes, then make salam, a greeting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it, with it, will come barakah and will come goodness. The next most important part of the day, when after a person enters his home, is now meal time. Firstly, we should make a concerted effort that there is one meal time. Unfortunately, today, because this one got a meeting and this one got this to do and everyone got something else to do, this one eats this time and this one eats that time, and there is no family time as a meal. Everyone is eating their own at their own time. But the hadith encourages us that have one meal time. Now, one sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that we are eating but we are not getting satiated. We are eating but we are not getting satiated. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is as if though you are eating separately. So the sahabi said, yes, we are eating separately. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that eat together. Eat together. With eating, as we mentioned in the previous hadith, that if a person does not say Bismillah when he eats, he does not read the dua Bismillah wa barakatillah before he eats, then shaitan makes an announcement to his smaller shaitans that if he reads Bismillah, shaitan says no food for you all here tonight. If you don't read Bismillah, then shaitan says, come, let's eat, let's join them. And no one wants shaitan on his dasturkhan. Another thing is that we should try and share the utensil when we are eating. Sometimes the family becomes too big, and it's not possible for the mother, father, and all the children to eat from one utensil, but at least the mother and father should share the utensil. This sometimes happens in the first couple of years of marriage, and then falls away when the children come away. But after they're big and they're understanding, then this practice should try and be re-inculcated, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so passionate about this, that Aisha radiallahu anha says that we should eat together. And when I used to pass the utensil to my beloved Nabi, he used to look on the utensil where I placed my mouth, he would place his mouth on the exact same spot. If I gave him a piece of meat, he would look for where I bit off the meat and he would bite from the exact same spot. This is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should not forget about complimenting the wife's food. Sometimes, it's okay to lie in this instance also. Compliment now and then. Don't compliment every day, because then she's going to make everything you don't like also. But if she makes something you don't like, then don't blow your top, carry on eating. If you don't want to eat too much, just eat a little bit. And then later, in a loving way, you can explain to her that what you cook tonight shouldn't be cooked like this, or I don't like to eat this, or whatever, but in a nice, loving, and gentle way. Very important to create a happy home is to have family time. If you have family time, then you will be able to realize the thought pattern of your wife and your child. Because they gone out, the children are gone out to school, and they getting indoctrinated by their institutions of learning. The wife has the radio on maybe, or the television on, and they getting indoctrinated. And we need to learn their thought patterns. So if you have family time, then you will be able to see what the next one is thinking. And then you will be able to deal with it in an appropriate manner. Family time should comprise a few different things. Number one is imparting deen. Imparting deen is the responsibility of the parents at home, and not only the responsibility of the maulana and the apa, or the muallim and muallima in the madrasa or the school. Yes, they are doing us a favor and they are helping us in this imparting of knowledge, but it should not stop there. The responsibility of educating a child is the parents. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا مِن نَحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. That a father can give a better gift to his son than good akhlaq and a good character and good education. And that is what is needed from the father. Make a time for ta'aleem. Make a time for ta'aleem where everyone sits, fazaili amal, fazaili sadaqat, or any other hadith kitab, or stories of the anbiya, stories of the sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that children would like to learn, so they can learn from our Islamic history and not only from the history of the kuffar. So give them what is needed for their Islamic upbringing. Also, teach them and make certain of etiquettes, simple etiquettes of eating, drinking, sleeping. We can teach them in the madrasa, in the school, the du'as, and if you do not practice it in the home environment, then it's going to be forgotten. Revision can be made, but undoubtedly if there is no environment of reading it on a continuous basis every time in the home, then it's going to be forgotten. Make time for dhikr and tilawah. It can be together or it can be separately, but make sure that there is a time that every person in the house reads some portion of the Quran. Make some form of dhikr and make some form of dua. Dua is the weapon of a believer. And every person in the household is in need of dua. And every person can overcome the obstacles if dua is made. Especially when dua is made collectively, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat descends. Be approachable to your family. First of all, with your children, be approachable to them. Make it such that they can come to you and they can come speak to you about pertinent issues. Don't be unapproachable. And with your wife also, give her that time. She might tell you something that she told you 5 times already, but it's okay, listen to it again. Listen to it again. She might complain about what she went through today, and don't tell her, you know what I went through also so much during the day. Listen to what she had to, what happened to her day, rather than worrying about your day. Speak, engage, communicate is the key of any relationship. Also, help with the home. Yes, you're tired, you had a long, frustrating day. Take out half an hour, sit with your child's homework, with their sabak, listen to their Quran, help them with the homework, with their assignments. It's not only the job of the mother to do that, but we as fathers also, we can assist in this, inshallah. As a general conduct in the home, make the home one of love and enjoyment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the king of Arabia. He was the leader of all the people in Arabia. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the burden of the whole nubuwa resting on his shoulders. But yet, his grandchildren, he would pick them up, hug them, kiss them. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his grandson and he kissed him. And one sahabi was sitting there and said, Nabi of Allah, I have so many children, but never once I kissed any of them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that yes, you must kiss them. The hadith goes on. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying one of his grandchildren on his shoulders. And one sahabi passed and he made a comment and said, Oh, young boy, what a blessed conveyance you had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and said, what a blessed rider I have on me. So that was the Nabi of Allah. Who are we? If he was so great, we are no one. Yes, we might have a standing in our business. We might be the CEO of a company. Or we might have a certain level of respect that people attach to us. But when you enter your home, Umar radiallahu anhu said, be like a child. Be like a child. Leave your title outside. Leave the respect that you get from others outside. When you come into the home, respect others as though you would want to be respected. Don't expect the respect others show to you to get that from your wife and children. No. Be a child in the home, Umar radiallahu anhu said. Assist with the daily chores of the house. We'll conclude in 2 more points, inshallah. Assist with the daily chores. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a leader, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam milked his own goat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mended his own clothes. He washed his own clothes. Why not? Some people don't even feel it below their dignity to even lift up the dishes of the table towards the sink. Don't be like that, my beloved brothers. Be involved in the home and assist with the daily chores. And last but not least, salah. Make salah a foremost point in the house and make sure everyone is reading salah in the home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That instruct your family to perform salah and adhere to it yourself. If there is no salah, if a person misses salah, it is as though he has lost his entire wealth and his family. This is our wealth and our family, who we need to engender good relations with, who we need to engender love, peace and tranquility with. But if we're going to leave out salah, and we're not going to be mindful of not only my salah, yeah, you're coming to the masjid, mashallah, but your mother, your wife and your daughter at home, are you making sure that they're reading their salah on time? Are we those that have sons, bringing your sons towards the masjid? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us happy homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free our lives, our relationships with our wives and our children from anything bad, any influences bad from shaitan, any evil eye. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of including the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives so that we can make our house into homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever has been said. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.